This is The Rocket, Bill Latson. Welcome to Newsmakers. I'm in spring training in Arizona. I made a stop to Dodgers camp. I spoke to Dave Roberts, Kenley Jansen, and Sergio Romo. It's obvious they want to help the Dodgers win their first World Series title since 1988. Listen to what they had to say. Enjoy the podcast. Dave, thank you so much for being on the show. This is your second season with the Dodgers, and I know expectations are high. But I'd like to know, what do you think of this team?
You know what? I'm excited. You know, last year it was a great year. A lot of good things. Overcame a lot of adversity. But, you know, you look at first day of spring training, full squad workouts. A lot of the nucleus is back. A lot of veteran players that are accomplished. We've got a depth, a slew of young prospects that are really knocking on the door. And the energy, the focus is there. So, you know, 1 through 60 or whatever, 25, whatever it might be, the depth that we have, I really like our team.
What did you tell your team on the first day?
It was just more of just continuing to build off what we did last year. I mean, obviously, we fell short if you look at the ultimate goal to win a World Series. But the way we went about it, the way we played the game, the way we stuck together through times of adversity. So I think for me and for the coach, it's more of just continue to stay the course. And we added, re-signed some guys, Rich Hill, Kenley Jansen, Justin Turner. We traded for Logan Forsythe. And so, you know what, I like our guys, the pitching, the offensive side of things. So it's more of stay the course.
You are, you just re-signed Kenley Jansen and Justin Turner. Tell me, how good is it to have them back?
It is. It's great. And I think that, you know, with those two guys and Rich Hill, you get the right guys. And I think that these guys had a lot of success with the Dodgers, namely Kenley and JT. And so for those guys to leave money on the table to come play for the Dodgers, because this is where they wanted to be, really sends a message into our clubhouse.
You guys finished in first place last year, but I know you want to do better. What do you want to see differently on the field?
Well, you know what? I think that, you know, the preparation and how we go about things is one thing, and the process, and that's in place. And outside of that, you know, then you got to go out there and play 162 games and see who the best team is. And now you start including the postseason, and we had a great series against the Nationals. And, you know, last year we fell short. In my opinion, the best team won. The Cubs are the best team start to finish, and this year I believe we're the best team. So now it's up to us to go out there and execute.
Also, I'd like to know, you guys had so many injuries last year. Are you surprised you guys finished as far as you did?
No. You know what? I think that I believe in our guys. But obviously, when you run 55 different players wearing a major league uniform for the Dodgers last year, it's unprecedented. But for the young guys, Julio Urias, Ross Stripling, Brock Stewart, Grant Dayton, Andrew Toll, all these different guys that came in and really impacted us, just shows our depth. And so hopefully we can continue. Hopefully we don't have those same injuries this year. But it is nice for certain guys to get their feet wet.
Last year you didn't hesitate to use youngsters. Any youngsters you're intrigued with this year?
Well, I think that if you look at our system and you see Cody Bellinger, Alex Verdugo, Walker Buehler, there's a lot of guys, Willie Calhoun, we have a lot of guys throughout our system that can make an impact, so it's going to be exciting. Our player development has done a great job, and so for those guys to be coming, it's exciting for all of us.
After coming off a first year, what have you learned about yourself as a manager?
I can make tough decisions. I had a lot of tough decisions to make last year. But I had a lot of support. I have a great coaching staff and a great front office that supports me. And, you know, it's not an easy job to manage in the big leagues. But I think that for me, it makes it a lot easier when you have the right players. And, you know, we mentioned Justin Turner. We got Corey Seager, Chase Utley we got back. And guys that Clayton Kershaw, guys that really care about the right things and doing things the right way. And we have a lot of those in our clubhouse.
What was your toughest decision?
I think probably the toughest decision was taking Rich Hill out of that perfect game. And but from me watching Rich, and it was a blister issue, and getting advice from our medical staff and the history that he had all season with the blister, and the goal and I never want to compromise the team. And I think that it was something that was special for him potentially to accomplish. But with two innings left to pitch, and they're going to be more high leverage in the sense that you're trying to finish out a perfect game, it just, it was a tough one. That was probably a tough one. But I think the thing is, my decision was based on him being ready for the postseason.
Right. You know, I spoke to Stan Kasten a few weeks ago, and he said the one thing that impressed him about you was how you were able to handle analytics and sabermetrics. Were you surprised you were able to handle all that? Or, you know, you're not an X's and O's guy, that's obvious, but you were able to handle sabermetrics and analytics?
Well, I think that I try to pride myself on, you know, the growth mindset and always learning and being around people that are bright. And there's always new information, and I'm old school in the sense of playing the game the right way. But when you have information and different data that comes your way that kind of really is really clear, I'm certainly open to it and kind of getting that message to the coaches and to the players. And it clearly made us a better ball club.
You went from a postseason hero in 2004 to now one of the best managers in baseball. Did you ever think that it would come this far?
I didn't know what direction my career was going to go after playing. But I did know that I love to teach. I do know I love to teach, and I love players. And this is a game that's given me so much. And for me to kind of pay it forward a little bit and hopefully impact players' lives going forward, I think that's a good thing and something that really I have a passion for.
You had a lot of people that taught you from Maury Wills on down. Tell me what was the biggest thing you learned from them that you teach your kids now?
Well, I think that there's a certain respect for the game. And there are certain things that you can control, you know, your attitude, your effort. And the game's about the players. And I think that whether you're a player or now I'm a coach, you know, just you can't ever lose sight of that. But I think for me, the three things that players really want to know is do they care about you? Can you trust them? And can you make them better? And so I think that if for me, the coaches, if we can answer those three questions, then we got a shot.
What's ahead for Dave Roberts of the Dodgers?
One day at a time. You know, I love our guys. I love being a Dodger. Like I've said numerous times, it's my dream job, and we just want to get better every day.
Dave Roberts, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
All right. I'm with Dodgers closer Kenley Jansen. Thank you so much for being with me. First of all, my first question, how good is it to be back and with the Dodgers?
It's awesome to be back with the Dodgers. This is the team that, you know, I've been playing my whole life with, so since I was 17 years old, and, you know, it's great to be back here.
Be honest with me, you couldn't go anywhere else, could you?
It was close. If you want me to be honest, it was very close. I mean, you know, but at the end of the day, you know, I make my decision to stay here.
I mean, talk about how much the Dodgers mean to you.
Dodgers means a lot. I mean, this is the team that, like I say, you know, they first signed me as a free agent when I was 17 years old, and you know, they just give me that second chance of life, an opportunity, and make me become a pitcher, and I take an advantage of it, and now here I am. So, you know, it will mean so much more to me to just win a championship here with the Dodgers compared to other teams.
Talk about not just playing here, but living in L.A. What mm-hmm. do you like about living in L.A.?
It's just the weather overall. It's just living in LA is kind of same like my island Curacao. I had that same environment feeling living in Redondo Beach. So, I love being out there. You know, my family, like me and my wife and my kid, my daughter live out there. So, it's a great time to be living in LA.
You had your most memorable moment during the postseason last year against the Nationals, 2 1/3 innings in Game 5. Tell me what that was like, and that was the most you pitched in a game. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's the most I pitched in the game. To be honest with you, and that feeling, it's just, in that situation, we got eliminated twice the last 2 years in the first round. So definitely wanted to just go out there. I didn't want to go home one at a time, and we all playing for one thing, is to win a championship. So, you know, I just give it all I have, and, you know, that's what I did. Encourage came up after that and saved that game.
You showed how badly you wanted to advance, and would you do that again?
Yeah, I will make sure I do it again. I'm going to make sure my body is healthy enough and just train myself mentally and physically to be ready for it.
Talk about, you know, how are you preparing to make sure you can do that this year?
Well, this year I'm kind of like working out a little extra. I'm doing more running, a little bit more extra. I'm lifting a little bit more, definitely putting a little bit more weight, like lifting. So just want to make sure I'm strong and my legs are strong and my arms stay and I'm healthy.
You know, every year the Dodgers are in the postseason but can't get as far as the NLCS.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? How come you can't go far?
It's tough, man. I'm just telling you, we might make it look a little easy in the last 4 years, but it's tough, period, to just get to playoffs. And it's even tougher to win it. So, you know, all those teams are great. So, and at the end of the day, the best team wins it. So, you know, we was there, we fell short. So here we are now. We have a better team, and we just got to go there again and try to get to the playoffs first.
Kenley, how good is this team? It looks like it can go real far.
This team is great, man. I mean, the depth that we have now in this team, you know. Plus the atmosphere that we have around here, all these guys, you know, unselfish around here. You know, that's the great thing to have around here. And, you know, we're all excited. We're all ready to accomplish one goal.
You have a good reliever in Sergio Romo. How can he help you guys?
Man, I'll tell you one thing. I got excited when we signed him. You see that guy on the other side doing it for so long and so great. And he won, like, 3 championships. That's a good guy to have around. And especially if you get to know him right now in spring training. See his attitude, the atmosphere. He's just being a leader and helping guys out. That's a good thing to have.
Kenley, think about this for a minute. The Dodgers have a long history.
Mm-hmm.
They've had their share of closers. Ron Paranowski,
mm-hmm.
you know, Mike Marshall.
Mm-hmm.
You're the all-time saves leader.
Yeah.
Tell me how you feel about that.
Man, I feel great about it. I mean, you know, just got to thank God that I stayed healthy for all these years. You know, to give me that opportunity to just, you know, do it over and over again. So I'm grateful about it, humble about it, and now I just got to keep continuing to help the team win, and it will keep adds up by themselves.
What's kept you healthy? I mean, you've never missed a season. Tell me why you've been healthy.
Just keep working out, man. Just keep, you know, trusting the trainers, the strength coach, the program they want me to be on it. And just follow it.
How far can you go? You know, you have Mariano Rivera. He has a huge record in saves.
Mm-hmm.
But tell me, how far, how long do you want to go?
I want to go till when God tell me to stop. So, you know, that's my whole thing. I love playing this game. And you know, one day, you know, God will, you know, change my mind and tell me when to go home and be around my kids.
It might be a weird question to ask, but you've had a great career so far. What improvements would you like to make?
What improvement would you make? Just stay consistent. You know, keep being consistent. That's the one thing I gotta keep improving and keep learning. Learning every day in, day out, you will learn even more stuff in the game. So just being consistent. That's all I wanna keep improving.
You're from Curacao. A guy that came from there is Andrew Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty soon we're gonna be talking about Kenley Jansen.
Yeah.
Tell me, how proud are you to have your name next to his?
Man, that's awesome. I mean, that's the guy that I've grown up watching, you know, during the Braves time. I grew up being a Braves fan, you know, big Fred McGriff fan, and then see Andrew Jones coming up and, like, 18 years old, 19 years old, and do all, you know, those stuff that he did. You know, hit 2 homers in the World Series, the homer in NLCS that kind of helped him too. All these diving catch, all that stuff, man, just kind of make you, like, you know, want to do it. So he's definitely one of the guys that kind of, like, you know, help us to get here where we wanted to be, and kind of makes us believe down there too that we can do it too.
I got to ask you one more question. When you're on that mound, name me a hitter you don't want to face.
I can't name no hitter because I'm not afraid to face any hitter.
I hear you. Listen, yeah. Thank you so much.
All right.
Take care, man.
Thank you.
I'm with Dodgers reliever Sergio Romo. Thank you so much for being with me.
Yes, sir.
First of all, I know when you grew up, you were a Dodger fan. Tell me how much you feel about being with this team now.
It feels pretty good. You know, I'm very happy for my family. You know, I get to share this experience, you know, because we all grew up Dodgers fans, you know, and I still remember the seats that we would all sit in when we'd go as, you know, to watch the games live in person. You know, I still remember, you know, watching Raul Mondesi, Todd Hollingsworth, Eric Karros, Darren Dreyfuss, Dave Hansen, you know, guys like that. Like, I was able to see them pitch, you know, and play their game and you know, the Dodgers way. And they helped grow the passion, you know, for the love of baseball. And, like I said, I'm very, very happy to be able to give this experience to my, you know, my family. You know, they get to take all the Dodgers gear out the closet now and wear it proudly. So, I can't say enough how thankful I am and appreciative of the opportunity that I get to give it to them.
What were your favorite Dodgers growing up?
Oh, I mean, I named a few, you know what I'm saying? One of my favorite Dodgers of all time was Lenny Harris. You know, that guy, he could do everything, you know, and being an all-time pinch hit guy, you know, for the Dodgers, you know, and watch him just do his thing. He was always ready. You know, Dave Hansen was another guy that I respected a lot. But another guy from Brawley that I really enjoyed watching him wear a Dodgers uniform was Rudy Cianez. And you know, he was one of the prime examples for me, being from the same town, that small town boys, we can actually make it. You know, we can get out of the valley and do something extremely productive with our lives, especially beneficial for our family. So,
The last time the Dodgers won a World Series was 1988. What would it mean to you to win a championship?
It'd mean a lot. You know, I haven't heard a lot of, you know, too many people that can sit there and say, if any, to be honest, that won a World Series ring with the Giants and the Dodgers. You know, for me, that'd be something very special, you know, especially because there's guys here that are deserving of that opportunity to know what that feels, you know, and I feel very blessed to be able to say that it's happened to me, you know, the amount of times that it has. You know, I'm thankful for the teams that I've been on in the past and the Giants organization for giving me the opportunity to be there. Throughout those runs. So if anything, you know, I'd like to just be myself, and if I can contribute to what's already a winning organization, a winning group of guys without me, that if I could just contribute to that, you know, that's really all I'm trying to do.
You won 3 titles with the Giants. Is it weird being with this team considering that's their number one rival?
It's a little odd up to this point, you know. Not to the extreme, as most people think. You know, a lot of the guys have been very, very receptive. I mean, they've been very nice to me up to this point. You know, I knew some of these guys off the field prior to coming this way. You know, so it's an easier transition than I thought it would be, especially because, you know, as happy as I know I've made my family being on this side of things, I think all in all, I've respected the rivalry for what it was. You know, when I was wearing the Giants uniform, you know, we come in the rivalry like I did put all my passion into it. I put all my heart into it. Why? Because, you know, I wanted to respect it. You know, I wanted to show them that it mattered to me too. You know, I don't feel that I've disrespected, you know, the Giants in any way by coming this way. You know, I honestly just feel that it was the right situation for me to be here.
You accomplished so much in San Francisco. Is it weird not being in there?
It really is just a tad bit. You know, the fact that I created a home, you know, in San Francisco, you know, especially made a lot of lifelong friends there. And I'm thankful for that opportunity to be able to say that I was a Giant alongside them. You know, being able to make those runs that we did, it meant a lot to me, just because, you know, I'm a boy from Brawley. You know what I'm saying? Not too many of us, you know, get that opportunity to not necessarily live this blessed life, but, you know, to get out and to make something of ourselves. So I was thankful for the support. I was thankful for the acceptance, you know, and now that I'm here at the Dodgers, I'm just trying to bring, a little bit of that experience over here, you know, and try to share some more blessings with them.
The Rays, according to the reports, offered you the most money. Why didn't you take it, and why come here?
With all respect to the Rays, you know, I was thankful for the fact that they were one of the few teams that were calling me. I was thankful for the offer and that, you know, the fact that they believed in my ability to, you know, continue to play this game and to contribute to their organization. But I chose coming to LA. You know, the biggest reason was for my family. They really wanted this more than anybody else, especially my grandpa, my dad's dad, and he passed away last year, and I really thought about him when I made that decision. The fact, too, that this organization was already a winner without me, and they feel that I can contribute to a winning cause, and they think I can be one of those pieces that can help them push themselves to another World Series championship. So being close to home for my family and an opportunity to win now at this stage of my career, that's really all we're really thinking about. It's winning. I like to go out a winner. You never know when your last rodeo is going to be. So I want to be happy, And like I said, all respects to the other organizations that called me. I'm very appreciative and thankful for the fact that they still believed in me. You never know. I might end up places. Eight of them. So it's just one of those things where it just seemed like the right fit for me.
Well, tell me, I understand your grandfather got you into baseball.
Sure.
Talk about how he got you into baseball and why did you enjoy it so much?
Well, everybody in my family are ball players. Even my female cousins, they're softball players. Mm-hmm. So my sister and my mom, they play softball. So it's in the blood. My dad and both my grandpas are my heroes. I always figured if I was half the man that they were, I'd be a well-respected man. So I wanted to make them proud. I wanted to be just like them. And they gave me some skills. They lent me their knowledge. I do feel that they had opportunities to experience certain things that I feel they got taken away from them. And I'm very thankful. I'm very proud of myself that I've been able to give them, certain experiences and share this life with them. Been able to return those experiences, so to speak. It's in the blood, man. It really is in the blood.
If you don't mind me asking, what was taken away from them and how did you make it up?
My grandpa, my dad's dad, got drafted by to play pro ball in Mexico, and my great grandpa didn't let him go. He told him it's not a sure life. There's no guaranteed, success in it, and it's a game of failures. He told him, no, you got to go work. So he went and worked started working in the agricultural fields and stuff like that. And my dad happened the same thing. It was just one of those things where this is something I feel that they deserve too, because my dad play, growing up watching him play, he's a very impressive ball player. He still plays on Saturdays now because it's in his blood, and veteran leagues down in Mexico. It's a privilege to be able to say that I've been able to give them something that they wanted so much. Honestly, they really wanted it more than I did. The fact that I was able to push through certain things in my life and still be standing after certain things that have come my way, they're living it next to me, not for me, not through me, they're living it next to me. I'm very happy and proud that to see them smile and to see how excited they get every time I get an opportunity to play. I can't say enough how thankful I am to be able to give them that.
I can imagine how they reacted when you signed with the Dodgers.
Oh, man, they were all happy, especially all my cousins and stuff. I joked around with them saying they could take out the stuff out the closet now. They take out the Dodgers, get out the closet, and wear it proudly, or at least more proudly. I don't know what they're going to do with all the Giants gear I pass along with them, but I guess at this point that's no here nor there, but they're all happy that I'm on this side now.
Sergio, this is a team, you've seen it, they come close to the World Series but fell short. You have that experience of going all the way three times.
Yes, sir.
How can you help them go to the next level?
I don't know if I can literally be the missing, component to that to push them over the edge, but I'm going to definitely give it my best. If anything, I could just share those experiences, the type of teams that I was able to play on and be blessed to play on that made those runs. It's the experience, in other words, just sharing that, letting them know when and where, we can be silly and have fun and whatnot, but also letting them know when and where it's time to flip the switch and, be men and get our jobs done. They're already a bunch of, solid competitors. They've always played it tough, It was never an easy run with those against, the guys here that I now get to call my teammates. So if anything, I just want to compliment that, if I can be, part of that, part of what really gets us there, I really want to get it there. I really want to do my best to push them and to support them and, to show them that you not only have to be the most talented team, but you have to be the most close-knit team, to be a team.
You know what it's like to be a closer. What is it like to play with Kenley Jansen?
Well, I've been blessed, you know, to have a closer ahead of me, you know, to show me the ropes a little bit, you know, and Brian Wilson, you know, and I mean, he was one of the best, you know, and being able to play with that elite closer like Wilson before has helped me, you know, to come over here and to accept, you know, Canley for who he is and what he's been able to accomplish, you know, well-deserving everything that he's gotten up to this point, you know, because nobody put the work in for him but himself, you know. So for me, I'm just trying to compliment that, you know. It's already a, you know, solid bullpen, you know, returning from last year. I know, you know, maybe one piece or two pieces aren't the same or might not be the same, but that, you know, they, if I remember correctly, they, you know, they finished as a, you know, top ERA bullpen in all the league. So I just want to compliment that and keep that going. You know, I take a lot of pride in getting my job done and getting it done the right way, you know, and being ready every time the phone rings and they say my name. Doesn't matter what situation, you know, if I could show them how, you know, what it's like to really be unselfish and sit there and say, hey, whatever situation, whatever way to help the team, you know, I would like to be a good example of what it's like to be ready and compete at that level.
I want to ask you a final question. You missed some time last year because of injuries. How are you doing now, and how much is left in the tank?
Oh, well, I mean, I feel fine. You know, I played winter ball. I played 2 months of winter ball this year in Mexico, and just to show them that I'm healthy, you know, that I passed some of these injuries that I had before. You know, some rough times, you know, it's hard to deal with when you're on the DL and you feel, you still feel that, you know, you still got a lot in the tank. Me personally, you know, I know I'm not done. You know, I improved still in Mexico. I found another ways to do certain things on the mound, you know, when it comes to presence and, you know, pitches also, you know. I don't really want to sit there and tell you what exactly those pitches are that I picked up, yes. But I definitely picked up another trick or two just so I can, you know, show them that I still got it, you know, show them that I can still adjust and I can still improve, and that's really what a lot of these, I've noticed a lot of these youngsters, you know, they're all power-based, you know, now everyone's, you know, big and strong and they throw gas, you know, and I've never really been that, you know. I've only been just a competitor. I've always maintained myself the way I needed to be, you know, so I could be ready every time. But injuries, you know, I mean, they're past at this point. You know, I like to, you know, not really think about the fact that I was hurt before. Why? Because it's not who I am now. It's not what it's going on at this point. I do feel that there's a lot left in the tank. I really, really do. You know, I can't tell you time-wise or years-wise or whatnot. But I'm going to be ready, you know, especially this season, to show these guys what I got.
Sergio Romo, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.